Good morning, friends. As today is Father's Day, I am dedicating this talk to my dad, Don Riley, with love and respect. This one's for you, Papa. Thanks for being my dad. I'm pleased to be with you today to talk about a classic children's novel that in many ways parallels spiritualism's teachings to seek and find our real selves, to meet and honor our truth within. Inside this story is another story, important for the way it demonstrates how dramatically we can change when we go within, which is entirely dependent upon our compassion or indifference for ourselves. The Velveteen Rabbit was written by Marjorie Williams, illustrated by William Nicholson, and published in 1922. It is a beloved and popular children's story about how toys become real. And when I reread it recently, I saw in it for the first time parallels with becoming real spiritualists. A toy rabbit, clothed in velveteen, which is cotton cloth made to imitate velvet, and stuffed with sawdust, given as a Christmas present to a small boy, is alive and inquisitive on the inside, yet appears to all the rest of the world as a simple construct for a child's amusement. Nothing fancy, certainly not made with real velvet. Nothing special, certainly not made with modern mechanics. And without back legs for hopping, certainly not a real rabbit. Boy at first is quite taken with this new toy rabbit from his Christmas stocking, but as Christmas Day progresses and as more relatives arrive with more gifts, the boy sets aside his new toy rabbit and soon forgets all about him. As just one of many playthings in the boy's nursery, this shy toy rabbit faces confusion and insecurity when he is snubbed by the other toys, those expensive modern mechanical ones that feel superior to old-fashioned sawdust stuffed rabbits. This rabbit could sense that these other toys were just pretending, claiming to be far more than they actually were. But it felt insignificant and commonplace anyway. The only kindness in the nursery shown to this rabbit was from the skin horse. The skin horse had lived longer in the nursery than any of the other toys. He was old, but he was also very wise, for he had seen a long succession of toys arrive to boast and swagger, only to pass away when their moving parts stopped moving. The skin horse knew that such toys would never turn into anything else, because even though their insides moved, they never noticed anything deeper within themselves, and they never really noticed much beyond themselves either. They never aspired to anything other than bragging. The skin horse knew that such toys could never become real, not without real love. Yet there was something inside this velveteen rabbit that was curious, that wanted to understand being real, that wanted to discover the world and be a part of it. And so transpires an especially poignant exchange between the skin horse and this ever-curious rabbit. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side in the nursery before Nana came in to tidy the room. "Does it mean having things buzz inside you and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you are made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skinned horse, for he was always truthful. When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up? He asked. Or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skinned horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who have rankings edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. I suppose you are real, said the rabbit, and then he wished he had not said it, for he thought perhaps the skin horse might be sensitive. But the skin horse only smiled. Boy's uncle made me real, he said. That was a great many years ago. But once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always. As the rest of the story goes, you may remember, in the year following that Christmas day, this Velveteen Rabbit does become the boy's favorite toy. The boy does love the rabbit for himself, just as he is. In fact, the boy loves the Velveteen right off the rabbit, as well as its whiskers and eyes. The boy does exclaim the realness of his rabbit friend to his Nana, and the rabbit does become real, really real, just as the wise skin horse said was possible. Thanks to the magic of the nursery, thanks to real love, this worn and weathered Velveteen Rabbit becomes a real rabbit. Within this charmingly heartwarming story are ideas that ring true regarding our humanity. We come into this world unknowing, or perhaps unremembering, and we learn along the way. We may find teachers who, like the skin horse, tell us unadulterated truths gently, and who want for us our best, who give us time to become our real selves, our best selves. We may also find others who taunt us carelessly without thought or consideration, who really couldn't care less about us. Chances are we've all encountered a mixture of friend and foe along the way. And the beauty of that is we can learn from both. In fact, we can be transformed by both. None of us escapes pain, but real love is for always. None of us is ugly, because real love is for always. I think it's what's inside us, our sense of wonder and curiosity about what's real, so poignantly expressed in this story, that teaches us the most. When we look inside ourselves for what is real about us, as spiritualism encourages us to do, we have the opportunity to understand ourselves, to be real from within, to become our true spiritual selves, and to do so strongly with commitment and enthusiasm. When we study spiritualism's philosophy, we learn about infinite intelligence, God. We learn we are spirit, now and always. We learn that natural law is the interconnecting link between the material and the spiritual, providing divine order in the universe. And we learn that spiritual progression is our purpose. We learn that our yearning to express our true natures is our spiritual development. We learn that we are responsible for our own happiness or unhappiness, as we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws, which are God's laws, we learn that love and service are the reasons we exist. We learn that the golden rule is the rule to follow, because following it helps us at the same time and in the same way that it helps others, and everyone wins. We learn that as spiritual beings, we are all one. We are all part of God's love, with sparks of the divine within us. We learn that we choose what we care about, that we choose our focus, that what we focus on expands, and that no matter the circumstances, we can choose a loving path. Sometimes, when I'm making things too difficult for myself in life, I'm forgetting how simple and true are spiritualism's teachings, and I'm forgetting how direct is the path. That knowing myself, being true to myself, and expressing myself authentically make me real. Love makes me real, and with it, I aspire to be a real spiritualist. When next you read or reread Marjorie Williams' The Velveteen Rabbit, notice how you feel inside as the rabbit's story unfolds. Notice whether you feel yourself unfolding spiritually, becoming a real velveteen spiritualist. If I could give my dad a gift today, it would be the knowledge that he is loved. Always has been, always will be. And it would include the emotions that go along with knowing that he is loved. Neuroscientists studying the human brain are finding that before we are knowing something, we are feeling it. As humans, neurologically, the feeling of something precedes the knowing of it, perhaps only by nanoseconds, but the feeling seems to emerge first. So, Dad, in spirit, in your heaven, may you feel the infinite and divine love that is yours. And may you know that it comes from me, your daughter, a Velveteen Spiritualist. I thank you all for your kind attention today, and I wish for all of us God's great blessings. Thank you.